CliffCentral.com. Push you out, pull you back in. You don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I intend you to. No, you don't judge me.
Yeah.
Cause you see it from the same point of view.
Have you got issues?
All of us have issues.
We all have issues, man.
We all have issues.
Well, welcome to it. It is that time of the week again, mm-hmm. where we get to talk. And
when
this is the weekly mashup. My name is Timisha Masha, and in the studio I have the made up.
Made up.
Your makeup is on fleek today. What's up?
Thank you. I don't even know if that's a good thing.
It's
the
a
fact
good thing.
That you can notice my makeup.
I notice like the fluctuations of your makeup, you know? Sometimes you are more
subtle
yeah. and sometimes you just like want to be out there. Today
I
you
be
are
out there.
What's
my
happening
out
today?
Today?
What's happening?
Today
you got
I
a
was
date?
Late. No, today.
You're late.
Today I was
What's
late.
That got to do with like the makeup changing though? I don't understand.
No. I think what happened was I was so late that I just...
You just plastered just, whatever. Just like went nuts.
Whatever I could find. I was just like, okay. I'm going to put it on my face.
I was on time and then I just got late because I was on like the highway. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
Or was it just like a bunch of slow drivers? Because I must be honest and I'm going to admit. Slow drivers, I think you suck. I want you to be arrested. They must make a law where if you drive below a certain speed on the highway
yeah.
or on our byways, like yeah. below 100 in the fast lane, you get arrested immediately.
And
take you straight to jail.
There should be citizens arrest.
Yeah,
like citizens should have the
right?
power to arrest you.
And then below, let's see, below 60 in the slow lane,
mm-hmm.
you go straight to jail. Like unless you're a truck.
It's disrespectful.
It's just disrespectful.
It makes
it's
me
just
so
like,
mad.
But why are you here? The one thing I don't understand is why do people like I don't mind if you want to drive slow, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
like that's your prerogative.
Yes.
But why do
Going
it in what
lane.
We call the fast lane? It's a convention. We set it up. There's a slow lane and there's a fast lane. That means slow drivers in the slow lane. Fast drivers in the fast lane. But there's slow drivers who want to be stuck in the fast lane on time. I'm not going any faster.
You know what's funny? The ones who think they're being spiteful. So they're driving 110 on a 120 zone. And they're going to be like, they look at you in the rearview mirror like, I'm not moving.
Yeah.
I'm like, Susan, you're in the wrong lane. Move.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's like...
Keep left, pass right. I keep saying this.
I always say, if we had to get retested for our driving, a lot of people would fail. A lot of people
I'd
would
probably
just,
fail miserably.
I think I'd pass.
Dismally.
I'm not the greatest driver, but I'm pretty up there, I think.
I'd probably fail.
But everyone thinks they're a good driver.
I'm an amazing driver, though.
Everyone...
No, everyone thinks that, but I know that for a fact.
All of us know that for a fact.
No, I
problem.
Know that. I mean, I've tested it. I've tested
Tell
it.
Tell me more. I want to know how did you get
I've escaped death many times.
Well, that's a problem, the fact that you are in deadly situations.
Yeah, but I have also gotten a certificate, you know, of like advanced driving. I've got a couple.
Can I tell you, the fact that you've had to escape death because of your driving tells me you're not the greatest driver. You're
what
just a very persistent driver, which makes it a problem for the rest of us
okay.
on the road.
Look, I'm...
Because when we see you on the road, we're like, shit.
You just get out the way. That's what it is. They should have a sign. Dimitri Masha's coming. Get out the way. Move! Get out the way!
Get out the way! So that song was actually for you.
That was for me.
Because the rest of us are just like,
that
damn it. I hate drivers who like, have you... And one of my friends or acquaintances, I should say, is an awful driver.
Okay, what's an awful driver for
you? Okay, well, shame. I've got a friend, a very good friend who's mm-hmm. a terrible driver, but I'm not going to speak about him because you'll know I'm talking
no,
about
No, we must...
Him.
You don't have to name and shame. Even you, yeah.
Even yeah.
yeah.
No, but the one friend, the acquaintance, mm-hmm. she like speeds up. She's those drivers who speeds up, then she like hits her brakes, and she doesn't drive the most powerful car. I'm
yeah.
like, these aren't ABS.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you need to stop trying to get us killed, God
yeah,
damn it.
Yeah, yeah. Those are my worst drivers.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Who
I'd rather you be slow.
Yeah, just pick a speed.
Then think you're
either you're slow or you're fast. Don't be in the middle.
Don't be undecided.
Yes.
And then I've got a friend. And no offense to you, friend, you know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are. You know when you're a bad driver. It's okay.
He cannot drive when he's preoccupied. Like, if he's on the phone or something, he will either go ridiculously slow or he stops noticing obstacles. I'm like, dear God, man,
oh
you are
going to
get me killed.
That's like a friend of mine. And he insists, like, no, I got to say this. Like, why do they not have Bluetooth? This friend of mine has a car that is Bluetooth enabled, but he refuses to just switch on the Bluetooth. So he will drive, right?
Yeah.
In the one
yes.
hand, he'll put the phone in the hand that he's supposed to change gears in. Like, okay, if you're going to do that, at least put it in the other hand.
Or
and then he's
an
changing
automatic.
Gears and yeah. And I'm like, you have Bluetooth, just switch on the Bluetooth. And then like your friend, he's completely like, he's not noticing anything.
No.
So there's people behind us hooting, going crazy because he's going too slow. He's undecided. He's in the middle of the lane.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, but at least this friend knows he's a terrible driver. So it's not like, you know, it's a shock to them.
We once went to Durban.
Yeah.
Last year, we went to Durban.
You don't, okay.
And it was his car.
Oh, no. And I thought that's where the story was going. No, I'm like, no.
It was his car. No. But, you know, when you get to a point where just as you're getting to Heidelberg, you're just like, listen, you know what? I know it's your car.
But
let me relieve
you.
Yes. Would you mind? Yes. Would you mind? Let me just do this, please, because I can't.
The tribe has spoken.
I can't. Yeah, the tribe has spoken. You're the weakest link. Get in the back seat. Please.
You're the weakest link. Stop trying to put us in danger. And the same friend who I was talking about who speeds up and then slows down. This crazy chick.
Yeah.
We were on the highway. She missed an off-ramp. Now, what do you do when you miss an off-ramp? You catch the next
off-ramp. Yeah, you keep driving.
No, not her. She stopped us mid-highway.
No, I know.
Yes, this is the first time I actually thought I'm going to die.
Yes.
Like, I was like, today's my day,
oh
Jesus.
Oh, my God, you could
please
have
make
died.
Make it swift.
Yes.
No, all I said was,
yes.
Make it swift.
Yeah, because you don't want to be like, your arm is
yes.
like...
Yeah, please don't make me paralyzed or something.
Yeah,
I won't
like,
survive
your arm is... disattached from the rest of your body and you're like on the highway
Jesus heard my prayer because Jesus called metro cops. There were no metro cops on that highway, but they found us. So she stopped on the highway. Now we have missed it by about 100 meters.
She's starting to reverse.
She reverses and fast at this. It's not even like, you know, a slow reverse. I'm
wait, in the road?
In the road. See, I'm talking about a one-way highway. A one-way highway. I'm getting hot flashes thinking about it.
What car is this that you're in?
It's a Yaris.
Oh, it's a death trap.
Yes.
A death trap.
You know, the wind blows you anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so now she's like, she starts reversing. I'm like, no, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And the more I'm screaming, is like the more she's doing it.
Yes.
And then Metro Police, thank God, we just heard sirens. And they're like, ma'am, what do you think you're doing? And I was like, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah, tell us all. We want to know.
We all want to know. Actually, officers, could you please give me a lift home?
Yes. Stop this crazy bitch.
I can't do this. I was like, you crazy.
So what happened then?
No, we ended up obviously having to go straight and catching the next off-ramp and whatever.
Oh, so they explained it to her that this is
no, no, they didn't
act.
Even explain. They were like, we are fining you. They fined her.
Oh, I'm so
thank
glad
God.
They fined her.
They
how much did they fine her?
It wasn't a lot, see.
Like
I think
how
because
much?
It was a car full of women, you know.
No, come on.
Women. 500. I was like, I've paid more. Or like,
I've paid more for going at 140. 150.
You must remember a highway, like cars are coming at a speed. Like, how are you going to avoid them? This isn't Fast and Furious.
No.
You're not going to like be able to dodge cars that are coming straight.
But I saw something the other day, like a video that someone sent, okay? There's this car driving, it's this like big Harley Davidson motorcycle. You know those really big ones?
Yeah.
Someone's trying to kick the Harley Davidson guy's trying to kick the car.
Oh, no.
So the guy in the car tries to swerve into the Harley Davidson.
Oh.
Misses. But he's driving one of those crappy American cars. Totally loses control. He crashes into the side of the highway, the wall. His car goes on fire.
Holy crap.
It then goes across the highway into a 4x4 that's completely in another lane. Crashes into that and makes that 4x4 go onto its roof.
That sounds like a movie, like a Tom Cruise movie.
I'm just watching this because someone was taping it from like behind. I was like, that's really bad instant karma. Because obviously
instant
there was a road,
right?
It was like road rage.
That's
there was a
was
really bad
was
road rage incident.
Like,
and obviously the motorbike guy was like, hey, stuff you, I'm going to kick your door. And he was like, how dare you kick my door? And then he ended up, like the motorcycle guy just went off.
Road rage is the dumbest thing.
Oh, I hate road rage.
Actually, like I go for runs in the morning and there was this car. It's like a Polo, like a really tiny little Polo.
Yeah.
And then there was these trucks, you know the trucks that transport a lot of construction workers and stuff?
Yeah.
Like it's one of those slow buggies, you know it's slow. Mm. So he's driving very slowly on this lane, and the next thing, like it's, you know, or two, like it's one car coming this way, car. It's a suburban area. So I don't know what possessed this Polo. Maybe he was late for work. He starts hooting at this, you know, buggy. The buggy looks at him and he's like, oh, huh. You're going to try and... They drove side by side. They stopped traffic. Like, because I was like,
oh my
what is
gosh.
Gonna happen? And then all they're doing is like cursing each other out. And I'm just like, should I stop running?
Should
I keep running? Should I stop?
Why? Why do they do that?
And then the Polo driver's like, I'll catch you at the corner. And then the guy's like, I'll catch you at the corner. Then they get to the corner and all they got was like a whole lot of hooting. Boop, 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 boop. And all the other cars obviously being irritated. Boop, 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 boop. And I was just like, what a stupid thing. Like, this is so stupid. Now you both your days are ruined.
Yeah.
And what you going to say? Some Polo driver or some buggy guy. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That happens to me a lot.
Road
I mean, rage. I'm in Pretoria, so you know how it is.
Actually,
and I drive a BMW.
I don't know Pretoria that well.
I'm just going to say it how it is, man. Afrikaans people in Pretoria don't like black people who drive BMWs. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think people in general don't like people who drive BMWs.
Is it?
But the
have you noticed that?
I have. Mm. But I think, like, in general, BMW drivers forget that they've got things called indicators.
Oh,
like,
or
I mean,
the other people.
Sometimes I really hate BMW drivers, too.
Sometimes, like, I hate them, too.
They drive like the road belongs to them.
Like their mother bought the road.
Yeah. No, like, when you buy for BMW, the down purchase is the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, like,
that's the balloon payment.
The balloon payment is that you don't have to indicate. That's number one. No one ever flips an indicator.
Really?
And oh,
okay.
Yes.
Let's stop the politics.
Yes, please.
I've got something here.
Because now high
like,
blood.
High blood. My high blood can't take it. My sugar. All right. We got a beautiful guest in the studio today.
One of my favorite human
If only
human
you were
beings.
Here with us. I was so excited when I heard that she was coming. But here is a song that we're going to start it off with. Yeah, woo! That's the new track, a new hot track by Deneen. Rock Me.
That's a song.
I'm rocking that for Deneen. So, Deneen, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. I am smiling from ear to ear. I can't stop.
Should
I look kind of silly right
Deneen?
Now.
No, you don't. You look gorgeous.
Or the full name that we know you as.
You know, call me Deneen. That is my refreshed identity.
Oh, okay.
Yes, girl.
Right now.
Rebooted.
Deneen 4.0.
Hey.
Like, I don't even want to say 2.0 because she's just a fi dad. She's
the next. Yeah, yeah. So, how does it feel? Because I haven't seen the video yet, but I've seen video clips of the song. Okay, and you know, rocking it in the car and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to be like on radio, like with your own music and like you're a rock star now?
It's so surreal, but it feels so good.
Yeah.
I feel silly the way I'm smiling now, just hearing it being played again and seeing people's reactions to it just makes me so
thrilled. I didn't know you were a singer though.
Like none
all
of
these
us.
Years that I've known you, right?
None of us did.
Yeah?
It caught us all by surprise.
It caught us off guard. So was that the end game? Because, you know, I know you as someone in PR, in marketing, and that sort of
a
thing.
TV
and
presenter.
A TV presenter as well, yes. Let's not forget that. So you also, you know, apart from being serious, you also have, you know, a fun side. You're a presenter.
This is true, yes. Yeah. But honestly, to answer your question, yes, music is the ultimate dream. It's the core. It's the childhood dream. It's the one. It's the one. So I've taken many detours to get to this point, even just to get over myself and put the song out there.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah. You're here now. You're doing it.
Yeah.
So tell me, like the song itself, this is your first single, right?
Yeah. Off first the official released single off the album. The album is currently the next target that's been worked on as
okay.
we speak.
Are you working on it as
yeah.
we speak?
Okay.
Yes. In the middle of it.
Yes.
Now, where did you, who produces for you and where did you do it?
Right. So I have the most awesome producer.
Yeah.
His name is Nathan Redpath, aka King B. He's also a DJ that you'll probably find, you know, on our circuit quite regularly. And what I love about him is he's got such a wealth of music knowledge and he has an eclectic music soul like I have.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it just worked. You know, it just worked. Yeah. It was magic.
Okay.
But you know what the thing is, like, I'm going to brag here. Humble brag.
Humble brag.
Humble brag.
Just name drop. Okay, go for
name
it.
Hashtag
drop.
Humble brag.
You guys have been together back in the day.
No. You know that's a
yeah,
lie.
I know. That's
listen, I know you can sing too.
No.
You
were
Christmas caroling
sometime last year.
I don't forget. Don't think I forgot y'all.
No. We couldn't sing. We were the parody act.
Yeah.
We were the...
But look, I personally believe that the song wasn't in my key. That's all. But at least I know such a concept as a key.
Were you speaking in rhythm?
No.
Not even.
No, I was absolutely appalling. I was disgusting. But my humble brag is that Deneen and I are actually friends.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Like for real, Deneen.
Like for real.
Like you're not just saying that because you're in the studio and like, you know, you have to say nice things.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's legit.
I kind of invited her and I was like, please just pretend to be my friend.
Oh, all right. That's what I thought though.
And then she decided to send us like, because we've got a little girl group with Belinda.
Okay.
And she sends us like this thing and she's like, okay, guys, so you know, I've released the track. You know, please listen. I'm just looking at this message like,
you're like, you're worried.
But
ne?
You're so talented, though. Yeah. Like, all I was thinking was, but she's such a talented, you know,
TV
presenter.
Why would you do that to yourself?
An all-rounder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, but I know she would never put out rubbish. God, please don't let her put out rubbish.
Please, Lord.
Right?
And you're then, praying about it.
Right.
Yeah. On your knees. And saying the rosary.
I got my girls back anyway.
She was speaking in tongues.
Even, yeah. I didn't even know I could. And then I heard the song, and it actually evoked that whole Brenda Fassi,
yeah,
Madonna
it,
era.
It's very yeah.
It is very
it
cool.
Reminds me of the 80s Madonna, because
totally.
I was actually there. I don't know if you guys are there, but I was actually there. I was alive and well in the 80s.
Yeah.
So was that
you
what you were
partying.
Going for? Yeah, I was actually, no, well, not partying. I wasn't even, I think I was smoking.
I think even me, we all tend to compare things, you know, from time to time, and especially with music. But what made me really happy was that without officially putting it out there, people's feedback of Brenda and Madonna has just been coming.
Oh, okay.
It's coming so organically. And that is just amazing, because I mean, Brenda for me, she's queen.
Ultimate,
you know, I regularly
ultimate.
Go on YouTube, yeah, and I just watch her, and I'm just like, it's like, gone too soon vibes. I wish, yeah, this woman was still alive. Mm-hmm. So that is so cool that people get that retro spunk about the song. Yeah.
Have you always been a musical child?
Always.
You know, like, and as well as an entertainer, because obviously,
yeah,
you're a presenter as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Always. I was put next to the speaker as a bubba.
Okay.
In my little rocking, you know, crib. And I grew up in a musical family, an uncle who is heavy into jazz, drummer, still man.
My kind of dude. You know, I was a jazz drummer myself.
Hey now.
Look at you.
Hey now.
I love how the jazz voice came out.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, it was everything.
Yeah.
The whole package.
You just
here.
Went all Barry White. You see, we,
yeah,
really are,
yeah,
friends.
Yeah.
Actually, we're twins, didn't
oh,
you?
Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
Actually,
I see you guys have like the same
news.
Kind of hair thing going on.
Yeah.
The
breaking
side shape
news,
thing.
Twins.
Now
that,
you know.
Then I get into the group.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, like, girl, your weave is not shaved. You can't get in the group.
No.
So.
You can't,
no,
do it. You can't.
No, you,
yeah,
can't.
Actually, Brenda's also got like a little bit of a face. So
she does.
Yeah, no.
But I must say, your story sounded like one of those, you know, those superhero stories?
Yes,
like,
yes,
how,
yes,
Spider-Man,
yes,
was bitten by a spider. You were put next to a speaker,
yes,
as a baby.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it gave you the superpowers.
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely. So I, for the longest time, you know, I've been a closet case about music. And when I'm on my own and there's music around me, or wherever the music finds me, it just makes me feel the best. It gives me the best,
yeah,
feeling. And so I just had to get over myself and put everything together and launch the single.
It's quite nervy though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been an easy journey. So tell me, like, what in the build up to you deciding that you're going to release the single,
right,
how were you feeling? Because people think it's an easy road, right? You've got a talent,
yeah,
clearly. And people are like, well, obviously, you know, you just do it. So please tell people,
yeah,
what was the journey in the build up to deciding to release?
Right. So I, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So studied PR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got retrenched, got into fashion. Fashion led me to TV presenting. And it was actually falling out of love with both of those industries over the last good few months that made me just ask myself, okay, what am I lying to myself about that I still really want to do,
yeah,
that I'm not doing?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the things that set my soul on fire? What makes me feel most alive? So, I mean, I won't take away from the fact that doing PR and doing TV presenting has been a massive, massive enabler,
yeah,
to get me to this,
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
And everything's been necessary. Everything is as it should be.
It's like what Oprah said, right?
You know?
Everything that you go through is preparing you for the final destination.
Exactly.
I say, I thought I said that once, but no. I mean, did Oprah say it too?
I guess Oprah said it to you,
okay,
too.
Okay, Tamisha Winfrey.
Okay. No, it's fine.
I'm like,
you know
Tamisha
what? We'll give it
Oprah.
To Oprah. We'll give it to Oprah. Fine, Candace. But
Tamisha,
I know that I didn't say
Oprah.
That to you. But
okay,
it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
You're
a
wall of wisdom. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just give Oprah shine now and then.
Yeah, you do, actually. On my shine.
Y'all are doing too damn
like
cool
Tamisha
for your own
said.
Good.
Like Tamisha said.
Yeah.
Go on.
That's exactly,
you know,
what I said, though. Why you give it to Oprah?
Can Denise just motivate our people, please?
Okay, sorry.
You know? You know?
Sorry.
Can I speak now,
I'm
Tamisha
in the corner.
Winfrey?
I'm in the corner. Okay.
FOMO.
You know? So where were we? Yeah,
you were like, you know, everything is for a reason.
Everything is as it should be and whatever. And it was one of the last shows that I was part of that just made me realize,
which show was this, time. By the way? Which shows were you on?
So the last show I did was Eva Search.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
To be honest, I realized that I didn't cope well under a competition setting. Mm. Being that we all went in as somewhat established in our fields already. Mm. And I think when you know the machine, you can easily, there are things that happen behind the scenes that can really just make you fall out of love with it. And so I did put out a press release about my music, and in there I did say that I've temporarily fallen out of love with the industry that people have come to know me in. And that's just me being honest, you know, and I think
I love that.
People have obviously asked to what extent is that, like, is it done? And I just decided that anything that kills my spirit and all the energy I've been giving to everybody else to build their brands and their empires, I'm actually just going to give to myself.
Nice. Mm. It's a gift you can give to yourself.
You know?
I like that.
Yeah. So it feels good. It's also obviously a challenge because I've very consciously been saying no to certain work and...
To open yourself up.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
a Candace line, by the way.
Yeah.
She said this year she's going to say more no's.
Hey, girl.
See,
hey.
I can do that.
Yay.
It's reciprocal. Don't worry. See, I'm getting this.
I love it. Yeah. So learning to say no and just focusing. So that's the long and the short of it.
Okay.
No, I love it. I love it. I think a lot of people can actually listen to that and realize you know, a lot of the times we always think to ourselves, if I temporarily do this, like, I mean, I don't know how many people I meet who are like, oh, you know, you work with Tamisha Masha, or you know this person and you know that person, you know, how can I get to meet them more?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. What are you doing with your life now? No, currently I'm in a call center, but I'm saving for that dream. And I'm like, you know, it's funny. Even when you quit the call center, you're going to realize you didn't save a damn thing.
Yeah.
All you did was waste time.
Yeah.
You know, all that time you could have dedicated to your craft and becoming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's just the fear element. I think everyone is so afraid of doing what you've just done.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, yesterday I was in studio and spent time just catching up with my producer, and I said to him, let's temperature check, you know, let's just be honest, like, how are we feeling? Because to be honest, for me as well, taking my music seriously is very different. You know, I've got to treat it with as much
vigor and respect as your PR
as my PR, and it's work. I've got to go to daily to weekly vocal coaching. I've got to, you know, spend time in studio dancing. I've got to, because to make it work and to make it a business, you've got to just attack it with the same everything. So sometimes I feel a bit too structured about it, and I said to him, you know, the music is actually the tools we need. And sometimes, you know, you feel like when you're making music, you're not being serious. I don't know. Maybe it's just
because
where
you're having
I'm
so much
right
good, like you're having so much fun. It doesn't feel like it's a career.
Be real. But it can be real, and so that's the magic. And I guess I've just had to apply that balance between the business mind of it versus making the actual stuff.
Okay.
Which has been,
I want to talk a bit about the business mind of it, because everyone goes into it and they know that we all need the business side of it.
Yeah.
But you know what the business side of it is actually firsthand.
Yes.
So with you, what actually is the business side of the music? I mean, you spoke about going to rehearsals, showing up, you know, with a vocal coach, making sure that when you're in the studio, you're working hard. But in terms of the PR, and because it's got to sell at the end of the day, right? You can make a great track, and if nobody hears it, are you putting that into your own music?
Totally. So I've just been so fortunate, and I've had the best stroke of luck with Rock Me, because I've been doing a lot of influencer work. And a few months ago, one of the campaigns I did was with a chocolate brand. And okay, hey, it was with Cadbury Five Star. I'm a massive Five Star fan, by the way.
I know
that chocolate is drugs for me.
I'm not allowed to eat chocolate, so I don't even know. Which one is that?
It's the one with the gooey center and like
and the popcorn and all the funny things.
No popcorn.
Okay, on cheat day, I'm gonna drop off Five Stars for y'all.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Fabulous.
That would be amazing.
You just have to do it once, just for me. Right. Just for me. Okay.
Let me try it out. You know, it sounds fabulous. Like fun.
Well, she said on cheat day.
Does it have some vodka in there?
We can make that happen. It could be an infused situation.
Let's work with that.
You know,
I mean, I'm not saying that it was my idea. But I will just jump on your bandwagon soon.
Thanks, eh?
You know, support. Support. Thanks, moral man. Support. Thanks,
you know? Yeah. So I mean, just out of the pure love of a chocolate, and then down the line, as fate would have it, they came to me and they said, hey, won't you be part of our latest competition? And at the time, they didn't know the music side of me. And then Rock Me was done. And I kept on thinking, you know, whenever artists want to associate themselves with brands, mostly it's alcohol. You know, it's a turn-up.
It's getting boring
rock,
for me, though.
Your,
right?
Whiskeys, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And being that I have a youth market following, because I'll always be the hectic 99 girl forever, I didn't want to lose that audience. And I thought, okay, cool. Well, you know, if I had to think of a brand that is universal and cool, chocolate works.
Yeah.
And Cadbury's a pretty good one.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let me hit send on this thing and see what feedback they come back with. And they were like, we love the song. We want to do a product placement in your music video.
Oh, wow.
And it was just, I cried so hard. You don't understand. Just
you
because
wept.
I wept.
And ugly wept. You should.
Yeah.
Ugly wept.
Ugly wept. That's beautiful.
That's the one that connects to the universe. Yes. It's like, I see you.
Yeah.
Come
even
here.
God is like, you know, I'm going to make this work. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm. And so that happened. And that for me was just a really big push as to how one can marry brands into a new venture, into just people getting your dream. And so they're answering that question. It is very important when you can, you know, to not forget the buzz in showbiz.
Mm.
Yeah.
And right now, we're in a very overwhelming space because social media has come in.
And so many influencers are saturating the market as well.
And people frown upon this influencer term. At the end of the day, it is a living for many
and
people.
And it's a big industry now.
Absolutely. And I think everybody's trying to find the balance. Everybody's trying to, from companies to the actual influencer.
Yeah, because here's a good question. I mean, since we've gone on to that segue.
Yeah. Mm.
How do you balance something like that? Because the thing is, right, you don't want to come on too strong because you know, yes, you are the influencer of this particular brand, but at the same time, you've got to say something about it, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think every brand and every influencer come together and it's a perfect marriage.
No, sometimes
it's just a matter of, look, I needed the money right now.
Yeah.
We don't always love what we are influencing people to go out and get, but be that as it may, even if you do love it, how do you get around that not being fake?
Mm. Right. I think it's balanced, you know, in terms of don't just flood your timelines or your Insta with just product so that you still make people realize you're human, you know, like whether it's your friends or your family or just daily things that you love, just find the balance because people will tap out. I mean, I've had people tell me they've unfollowed me because, oh my God, one day you're here and you're doing this and the next day then it's... I'm like, guys, it's okay. I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but I'm out here working. It's part of my work.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, the real part just comes in where you communicate the realities of what it is you're doing.
And that's what I like, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, with your music video.
Yeah.
One, where can people see it?
Yes, on YouTube.
On YouTube,
look for Deneen Rock Me and you'll find it.
All right.
OMG.
The second part is how did you marry the product placement into the music video that it made it
organic. Without it seeming like that's a product placement.
You know what I mean?
Right. So I had two beautiful co-stars in my music video. They were so fun. Mika Stefano and Meryl Collins.
Okay.
And the storyline of the video is as a squad, you know, we're just driving around. We're kind of like, you know, we're all dressed up, but where to go? And
as you are on most days.
Right?
Always be ready.
I've never seen you not dressed up.
Bless, thank you. We try.
Yeah.
And we roll up in the parking lot and Mika opens the cubby hole and there's my stash. You know,
because
you know, I love the chocolate, but then there's this addiction that is real where I just want. And so I've hidden it in the cubby thinking nobody's going to open it and find it. And he opens it and he finds it and he's like, ha ha, funny chocolates. Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
And it's just, for me, 5-star is an energy fix. It's a happy moment for me when I have that chocolate. And so that, I guess, is the thread. You know, Rock Me is up-tempo, feel-good song. And the story in the music video matches that. So that was.
Look, a lot of people have these dreams of getting product placement in either their music videos or their TV shows, films, and so on and so forth. Do you think in South Africa we still have that problem where the marketing people from the corporate side of things expect you to, if you're going to put a brand in, like overkill? Or are they getting sophisticated now and saying, just as long as we can see you using the brand naturally?
Yeah.
You know?
They definitely are becoming a little more sophisticated with it. I can totally vouch for that. And I think it's the thing of finding balance. You know, like I was saying a little earlier, is that you, because you have to go through the motions of everything at least once, at some point you backtrack and you realize, okay, this is how we strike the best possible match. So that definitely makes me happy that people are not always over demanding and over expecting.
And how do people approach brands and say, look, here's a product placement opportunity? Because I know that a lot of young people are making music videos, and they need the support in terms of the financing of these music videos. If anyone's listening right now, you know, what tips would you give them?
Yeah, I think make sure that your stationery, I always call it stationery, but your stationery or your tools are in place. You know, brands want a press release, they want a profile, they want you to be as honest about what your vision is and how, and know also, be well researched about
the brand,
their brand, and feed them sort of the creative, you know, make sure that you give them as much as you possibly can. Obviously your social media following has an influence as well. To be honest, I've got no track record in music prior to Rock Me being an official single that was ready for launch. But because I had a lot of other stuff going, I guess that helped in my favor. But I would just advise that make sure that you've got the fundamentals down so that a brand will take you seriously and say, cool, come in for a meeting. We're willing to listen. You've got our attention. Whether it works now or whether maybe they're like, well, we've got you on our radar. We'll pause it until maybe your second music video. Just do it. Don't be scared to communicate it.
And that's what I think. I think a lot of people are scared of rejection, right?
Yeah.
They're scared of the no.
Yeah.
Like, what if I reach out to you?
Because this no is about you. They're rejecting you. You are crap. You stank.
You are failure. Yeah.
You stank. Yeah, no,
but if you actually take every failure and you're like, you know what? Yeah. They said no now, but at least they know who I am.
Exactly.
It's better than them having no idea who I am.
Yeah.
And when I really start, you know, gaining traction, then they're like, yeah, we know, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, so and it's just about getting on the radar sometimes.
You know, for me, it's a firm belief. I have a firm belief that you are going to get so many no's.
So many.
Before you get a yes.
So
right?
Many.
There are only so many. So just get the no's out the way.
Right.
Go out there and just hear the no's while you still got the energy.
Yeah.
You know, and
while
the enthusiasm.
Fire is still burning. Yeah,
exactly. So get in there and get the no's early.
I think that is going to be your tweetable moment.
Yeah. Can you give me that? When Oprah says it, can you not, like, you know.
Not Tamisha Oprah. Winfrey's back in the game. back in the game.
The wisdom. Don't worry. This show's going to get cold, like Tamisha's wisdom.
Yeah.
One of these good
chicken I see him with Tamisha.
I see him segueing there. Little by little. You know what? I actually want to go a little bit into your private life. And
okay.
Let's
get it out there. Tell us.
So, you are very private. Right.
Oh,
you're like,
thank
you want
you.
Don't worry, I googled you. Yeah, because I was like, just in case, let me just
Google
you, my friend.
You
are very private. Like, there's never been a spotting of Deneen Naidu with Bob Bo.
Yeah.
Pizza Paul.
Yeah.
You know? Was that
like, you never dated any rappers.
Yeah. Or no.
Was that a
no, I haven't.
Yeah, I just want to make a statement out there.
Like,
and then
was a rapper?
Was he a rapper? I don't know. He was unemployed.
Was that a conscious effort on your part?
Yeah, I definitely think the older I've gotten and the longer I've been in industry, I have tried to protect my personal life even more. It's not easy. I started, actually, one of my first relationships when I started in the industry was fairly out there, but not public.
Okay. It was out there to the people who'd see you and do not public. Okay.
And I mean, it's also, you know, personally difficult for me because I'm such a love bug. Like, I just want to, you know, I want to be out there. I want to just, like, be open.
You're
and
so
free
lovable.
And,
yeah.
But I've realized that you've got to strike, again, a balance. And
Deneen,
it's been coming up a lot.
It's all about
right?
the balance.
And so I think, yeah, going forward, you will not find me changing a relationship status on Facebook.
Single to
No.
In a relationship.
No. So what is your relationship status on Facebook?
Right now.
Oh, I'm so single right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, are you actually Facebook single or are you real single?
No, I am real single. All right. I'll be honest, I've just come out of a bit of a situationship. You know, this word is out there.
I didn't know that there was such a word. No, what's a situationship?
A situationship is a situation that...
it was great and now we hate each other.
No,
we don't hate each other. It's just
a situation. It wasn't a relationship. Yeah. It was a situation. Yeah. We both knew that there was feelings. Yeah. We both knew there was an attraction. Yeah.
But it didn't become.
And the friendship.
It didn't become.
It was half-baked.
It was half-baked.
The souffle did not rise.
The souffle didn't rise.
Okay.
Like, the souffle was there. All
right. This is great.
Due to complications.
Thank you guys for keeping me, youthful, you know.
I just figured I'd give you something. Just a
nugget.
A nugget.
To keep him young.
Thank you guys.
And I'm learning every day about myself, about how I want to love someone else and going forward. And I sometimes think when love doesn't work out, it's because there's still too many things maybe you need to do for yourself.
I love that. But isn't it? It's always difficult, right? Like
it is.
I mean, you know, the one term I really hate is this thing called work-life balance. Mm. And everyone's like, oh, you know, you're a woman, you should have work-life balance. And I'm like, no, I definitely don't. Because I feel like sometimes when you're in a situation or in a relationship, you give so much to that,
dude,
that your career suffers. Or if in your career, you give so much to that, your relationship suffers. Mm. Especially when you're changing careers like you've just done, or you're building a career.
Of course.
It's very difficult to give someone the kind of attention they need in order to light that flame.
Listen, I'm listening and I'm like, I didn't know that this was a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Okay. Why is that? I mean, why, young ladies? Why are you doing this to yourselves?
Wait, why are we doing what? Let's ask.
Why are you not able to balance?
Look, would you like to answer to
me? I actually can balance quite well.
Yeah.
I think I've learned...
Give us some tips on balancing.
The art. Like, I will be that girl on my laptop doing my emails, but I'll be cooking your 5-hour oxtail in the oven.
Ooh, girl child! You can take it in, right? The lomoles, they are high. Y'all better start saving, guys.
So I just feel like now it's really just... Oh man, I get very flustered when I talk about this topic, you know.
It's a very serious topic though.
It is a very serious topic.
I think here's my take on it, okay guys. I've been in a couple of relationships. But what I'm gonna say is I just think that there's a time and a place for everything. Mm. You know, you can't be even though right now you are waking up, probably going to the gym, going to your vocal training, going to the studio, the dance studio, doing the moves, going to rehearsals, doing the PR stuff, going to a radio interview, going to a TV interview, all that stuff.
Yeah.
There comes a time in the evening or at some other time when you can just put your feet up.
Right.
And that's when you can WhatsApp, you can get on the phone. Hey, babe, been thinking about you. How ya doing?
Oh, wow.
You know,
I wish it was that easy.
Yes. You make it seem like we've been living life wrong, and I'm like, no.
What are these guys? These guys are. What are they?
No, but the thing is,
they need you so much. No, have you been? I needed you.
No, it's not that. It's always like, in order to build a relationship, relationships cannot survive on WhatsApp alone. You know, and in order to
mesh your schedule. That's a takeaway. Relationships cannot live on WhatsApp alone.
You know, I feel like you've got to find time to mesh your schedules, you know, to spend time together too. And I think sometimes that's where the clash comes in, that when I've got free time, you don't have free time. When you have free time, I don't necessarily have free
time. But that's it. Everybody's busy, and my take on that of late especially has become that you can make time. You choose to make time for somebody that mean that much to you.
But it needs to be a two-way street.
My friends don't even treat me like this. They make time. Yeah. So... You know?
So it was a dude.
It's a two-way street.
That's what it is. I mean, it just kind of
exists between that 10 p.m., 11 p.m., 12 p.m., between houses. We can't be, we can't go to a movie. I was like, there's way more to me. Like, I love art. I love art movies. I love nature. I love hikes.
It's finding the person who wants to do that.
You will make time. Because here's my thing, right? Sometimes, and especially the work that we do, is such that you can take your other person with you to work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can bring them into the studio.
Yeah.
Sit with me for a while I'm working. You know, yeah. And then after that, we can go have lunch. And then after that, I've got another interview.
Yeah.
So we were hanging out.
Yeah. You know what it is? You're right. It's about finding someone who's willing to put in the work that you require as a person.
Yeah.
Because
when
you're in a relationship, it's about what you require. It's about what the other person requires. And I feel like sometimes, and I think you were right in the beginning of your statement when you said it's about you still need to learn more. If relationships don't work out, it's just the universe telling you there's still more you need to learn or there's still more you need to accomplish.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you meet guys who aren't willing to put in that work, you know, or they want you in between certain slots.
There's a little full-time relationship on a part-time basis.
Yes,
get really irritated with guys like that. I'm just going to tell you guys, like, you don't have to be my friend, you don't have to like me, but I can tell you a guy who's playing those kind of games.
Yeah.
It's just a game. Nine times out of ten, there's someone else.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
It's not even like nobody is that busy.
No one.
No.
The guys were like, you know, I've got my business, I got my hustle on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the office and then after that. No,
but
you're lying.
You've got
another chick.
You've also got to eat.
You've also got to eat.
So we can't have lunch together.
Yeah.
But you like things.
You like things.
You're going to entertain. And for me, I'm just like, also, I've just asked myself, what are the patterns here? Because, you know, when I've taken time to look back on the relationships I've had or remotely had or whatever it is, what am I allowing? Because when you can't blame someone also if you are allowing certain
things. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so true. I'll be the first one to say, okay, these are my flaws. These are the things I'm, you know, and I naturally give too much before I get
anything in return.
1% back.
Hold up. So are you saying that you're going to give less? Because I don't know if that's such a good idea.
I don't think I want to give less.
No, she's saying she gives too much before they warrant it.
Oh.
So before they've even given given a 1%, she's already given 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And that's to my, it's not a fault. And I like what you said about, to, you know, don't stop doing that. And I agree with it, because don't ever allow someone
to
kill,
change you.
Yeah, to kill your spirit and who you genuinely are. Because at some point you'll find the person that will match it.
I've realized that sometimes our problems are, we want a relationship to work with this particular person that much that we stop seeing the signs.
Yes, totally. Who they are.
Totally.
And sometimes you can miss those signs. I missed signs for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then when you come out of it, you're like, that person never loved
retrospect,
me one day of their life, but I never saw it.
Right, but it's hindsight.
Because I was like, this is going to work because I'm good at this and I'm going to make them love me.
I think it's the fiery personality between the three of us because I think all of us have that in our nature. We are people who say, if I love you, I'm like a mama bear. I'm going to burn down shit for you. Like,
right?
But then you look back, and I did the same thing the other day, just looking back on my past relationships and what I've allowed to continue and persist. And I always think to myself, firstly, giving too much before someone warrants it.
Yeah.
And also being so caring and understanding things that shouldn't be understood.
Right?
Like, this is non-understandable.
Yeah, this right there is a non-understandable issue.
Yes.
I think that's a phrase. The non-understandable.
Yeah, it shouldn't even be on the
table.
You're
being blustery or something.
You need a glossary, you know.
And a glossary.
Yeah.
How do we always segue into relationships? Oh my god.
But that's part of our show. That's part of our show.
It is part of our show.
No, but I love that you've opened that. But I love that you've opened up about that, because people look at you and they think that, you know, like everything's perfect. She must have the perfect man behind the scenes. She must have this. She must have that. And you're saying, you know what? I'm not perfect in every area.
No.
I'm working on certain things, but I'm going to be great at what I'm great at, and I'm going to work at what I can work at, and everything.
I want to ask a question, though, that is on this tip, actually, about you. Because every time, you know, the first time I ever met you, you were always a very happy, smiley, bubbly person.
Yeah.
And that's consistent.
Yeah.
For me, those kind of people are the strongest, because we can't just be like that, you know, like nothing's going on in our lives. You choose to be that, and I get that, that you choose to be that.
Wow.
Where does your strength come from?
That is such magic. I love that, because, to be honest, and it takes a mature-ass person to say that, because often, the person who is that way, people always question your authenticity.
Yeah.
And it's so true that
no one is always that happy.
Yeah,
what's
no one's
always
that happy. Like, it can, you know?
Stop being so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're always smiling.
Yeah.
Why are you so unhappy?
Yeah.
I've had to fight that, you know. Like, I've had to, and at some point, I'm just like, actually, if you don't take the time to know my heart and know that this is just because it's a decision to choose happiness, because there's always something to be grateful for. If this burns down right now, then there's a car that's outside that I got here with that I still have. Or there's a person that I'm going to leave this building and can go to and can call, whatever. There's always something to be grateful for. That is why I'm just like, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. I have my moments. Mm. I cry. I can cry. Yeah. And sometimes at the
which is actually a good way to release
time.
A lot of
no,
the,
but I think it's so important.
The yeah. negative things that mm. accumulate in life.
Yeah.
To let go of that baggage. Because you don't want to be yeah. carrying the stuff that you could just let go with a couple yeah. of tears. You know yeah. what I mean?
But that's the thing. But mm-hmm. you know what I love about that? The fact that you said it's a choice, right? Because I think the three of us in the studio, all of us have gone through some really mm. tough things.
Oh, hell yeah.
And yet every time you're with yeah. someone or you go into someone's company, you choose the energy yeah. you bring into that space. You're not yeah. like, you're not like, I'm having a bad day, so all of you guys yeah. are going to have
oh,
a bad day.
Oh, that's
you
so
know,
sad.
And the fact that we managed to just choose to be like, you know what, I'm choosing to be happy.
Yeah.
If you're going to mm. question that because you don't know how to choose to be yeah. happy, that's mm. your business. Mm. You yeah. know? Mm. But mm. I'm going to choose the way I'm going to live my life. And I think that is one of the strongest attributes one yeah. can have.
I mean, you do a lot of exercise work, right? You yes. like actually physically get the negative out your body. You run it off.
Somewhat, you know, but yeah. I did a video on my Instagram talking about happiness, and people also like will always ask me, how come you're so damn happy? Life yeah. is not that great.
Yeah.
And then I did a video and I was like, I'm not always happy. Sometimes I'll be lying in bed when that teardrop moves from the one eye yeah. and it hits the other eye.
That filmic tear. Yes. And you then, wish someone
and
had
then,
a camera
and then
that
your
memory.
Nose right and then your nose gets itchy so
yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
Like, what am I doing
right
yeah. But I'm like, but besides the tearful moments, you have to choose to be happy.
Okay. Yeah.
You make your own day. Like if yeah. I'm feeling yeah. crap, I'm gonna put on a song and I'm gonna make myself happy. You know, if I'm gonna make myself laugh, I'm gonna crack yeah. my own jokes.
Yeah.
You know
yeah. Yeah. You have to do what you what
I'm
want
my
to
own
take.
Kevin Hart
yeah.
you
yeah.
know.
Oh, quickly, because love we have that. To go oh. in like 2 minutes. And I wanted to say, you've got a thing coming up soon. Yes. Pretty and powerful.
Pretty powerful.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I feel like I'm pretty. You don't, have to, you don't have to back me up.
No.
I don't
obviously.
Need your affirmation.
So pretty.
Obviously.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty powerful. Can I?
Of course. Well, you have a wedding, so I would have invited you.
Oh,
but you've got a wedding.
But it's a ladies' thing, isn't it?
It is a ladies' thing.
So just be honest.
No, but I'm just saying.
Why are you leading me there? That's why I get there. It's awkward.
Thank goodness you had a wedding.
Tell the people the truth.
I'm kidding. No, it is a women's empowerment event, and uh-huh. it's just really.
When is it happening?
It's happening this Saturday okay. at Cliff Central, where we are right now.
Okay.
And
which is on 18 Vessels Road
yeah,
in Rivonia.
18 Vessel Road, Rivonia,
You're
guys.
Really bad
it's free. No, because the tickets are actually kind of booked.
Oh,
I think
so basically.
Why
she's not telling you
no,
that
no, no,
you're
no.
not invited.
No, we've got one. So if you guys are listening, you really want to come, please try and get the last one. It's okay. on Eventbrite. Find it on my Facebook page. And it's just going to be an empowerment event for women to just say, you know, you are powerful as you are. You don't need to be more. You don't need the makeup, the glamour, the whatever society tells you. You know, you can be powerful just as you are. And you have the power to manifest your dreams. And I think that's the biggest thing for me. Just giving women the tools to manifest yeah. their own dreams in life. And yeah,
okay.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you, actually. I wish I was
you.
There, but I can't make it. Deneen,
yes.
Your single, I found it on iTunes.
Woohoo!
For those who are not blessed with a blesser, we can get them an iPhone. Where can they get it?
Google Play, Deezer, Spotify,
SoundCloud.
And okay. it's called Rock With Me.
Rock right. Me. Rock Me.
It's Rock Me.
Yes, woo.
Woo. Look at me. Right. Look at me.
And the music
rock
video,
me.
Of course, is on.
On YouTube. On yes. YouTube.
Social media?
Yes. Social media, yeah. You can find me on. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Who
just
are you?
Deneen Naidoo.
Deneen Naidoo.
Yeah. Okay.
She's pretty easy to find, y'all.
Yeah.
If you can't find her, you weren't looking.
You know? Weren't looking hard enough. No, yeah. you weren't.
Just keep looking. All right. We're going to get out of here because we have to. Thank you very much for coming
thank
through.
Thank you,
Dee. But wow. we're going to play out with this one more time, right? Let's do it again.
It's such a jam.
You guys.
Here we go.
Love ya.
Bye.
CliffCentral.com.